I can't emphasize this enough. Nothing will be enforced by the Christ in the hierarchy. Whatever kind of life we lead in this coming age will be that conditioned by our own ability to recognize the oneness of humanity and to share together the resources of the world. But we will determine the speed of it and the extent of it. There's no doubt that all peoples, East and West, will have to simplify their lives. That doesn't mean that we're all going to live, you know, poverty-stricken lives going back to 1500 when we were all, you know, hewers of wood and drawers of water. Not at all. Our sophisticated modern technology is going to release humanity from that kind of heavy labor, just sheer grind, and free us for what is really the exploration of our own nature. The modern technology is not there by chance, it is the result of hierarchical inspiration, and our modern science and technology will bring to humanity the capacity to study its own nature and reveal that potentially divine nature. And while there will be changes, for instance, in this country, in Japan, in West Germany, I have seen luxury such as nobody needs. I have never seen so many Rolls Royces, stretched Lincolns and Cadillacs as I've seen in LA and other parts of this country. At the same time, you have something like, by your own count, 34 million people living under the poverty line. I mean, officially under the poverty line. It may be that that's a very relative poverty compared with the poverty of the third world, but in a world of such luxury, it is a very real poverty. You have plenty of people today, thousands, several millions, who are unemployed, who are living in the backs of their cars or their trucks, who have nowhere to stay, who don't eat, who don't get enough welfare to kind of keep their families together, who live miserable, degraded, stunted lives, disorganized, with no real contribution to society. Well, there is something wrong with a society in which you have such luxury, such waste, and that kind of poverty. So things have to change. In the same way, in the rest of the world, there are changes needed. In the East, you see, what is needed is freedom. There is justice. There is a very large degree of justice in the Soviet Union and in China. And there is a sense of brotherhood, which is almost totally lacking in the West. But there's no individual freedom. This sense of the individual and the individual freedom is denied there. Now, what really is happening is that the world is being presented with a choice. You can either be free or you can have justice. You can eat or be free to starve, which is a nonsense. I mean, the whole thing is absurd. Both justice and freedom are divine concepts. Each of them is divine, and that divinity is indivisible. You can't say, well, You take freedom, my boy, because that's more divine than justice and brotherhood. Or you've got justice and brotherhood and never mind about your freedom. They are indivisible. There is no true justice without freedom. And there is no true freedom without justice. So man is being offered a false choice. And he's being said, you join the communist camp and have brotherhood and justice and never mind about freedom. That will pass. Or he's been offered this choice in the West of having all the freedom that he might want, and the freedom also to starve, and for his family to starve, but he will certainly be without any justice and sense of brotherhood. Now this is unfair. This is a travesty of the reality of our life. We are brothers and sisters of one humanity. This is the inner fact of our life. And that freedom, which we all need as an essential part of our nature, is part of that spiritual reality as divine souls. Also, there cannot be true freedom without justice. There cannot be peace today without justice. And that's the essential thing.